Bible reading number 117. Ruth chapter 4 verses 1 through 22. Boaz married Ruth. So Boaz went up to the gate of the town and sat down there. And look, the close relative of whom Boaz had spoken came by. Boaz said to him, "Turn aside, my friend, sit down here." So the man turned aside and sat down. And Boaz selected 10 men from the elders of the town and said, "Sit down here." So they sat down. Then Boaz said to the closest relative, "Naomi has returned from the country of Moab. She is selling the section of land which belongs to our brother Elimelech. So I thought I would disclose that fact to you, saying, buy this land in the presence of those who sit here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you want to redeem it, then do so. However, if you choose not to redeem it, then tell me, so that I may know, because there is no one else to redeem it except you, and I am next of kin after you." The men said, "I will redeem it." Then Boaz said, "On the day that you buy this field from the hand of Naomi, you must also acquire Ruth, the Moabite woman, who is the widow of Naomi's dead son, in order to restore the name of the dead man to his land inheritance." Then that close relative said, "I cannot redeem it for myself. If I did, I would endanger my own estate. You take my right of redemption. I cannot redeem it." Now it was the custom in earlier times in Israel, in the redemption and transfer of land, to confirm all things of a transaction. A man would take off his shoe and give it to his neighbor. This was the legal proof in Israel. So when that close relative said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself," the man took off his own shoe. Then Boaz announced to the elders and to all the people, "You are witnesses today that I have purchased from the hand of Naomi everything which belonged to Elimelech and everything which had belonged to Chilion and Mahlon. Also I have acquired Ruth, the Moabite woman, the widow of Mahlon, to be my wife, in order to raise up the name of her dead husband upon his land inheritance, so that the name of the dead man will not disappear from among his brothers or from the gate of his birthplace. You are all witnesses today." Then all of the people and the elders who were at the town gate said, "We are witnesses. May the always present one make this woman, Ruth, who is coming into your household, to be like Rachel and Leah. Those two women built up the house of Israel. And may you be a success in Ephratah and become famous in the town of Bethlehem. Through the descendants whom the always present one will give you out of this young woman, may your household be like the household of Perez." Tamar gave birth to Perez for Judah. The family record of Boaz. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. He had sexual relations with her, and the always present one enabled her to become pregnant. She gave birth to a son. Then the neighbor women said to Naomi, "Praise the always present one. He has not left you without a close relative today. And may the baby's name become famous in Israel. May he be a restorer of life to you. May he be a nourisher in your old age, because your daughter-in-law, Ruth, who loves you, has given birth to this boy. She is better to you than 7 sons." Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her lap, and she became his babysitter. The neighbor women gave him a name, saying, "There is a grandson born to Naomi," and they named him Obed. He became the father of Jesse, who was later the father of David. Now this is the genealogy of Perez. Perez fathered Hezron, and Hezron fathered Ram, and Ram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Nahshon, and Nahshon fathered Salmon, and Salmon fathered Boaz, and Boaz fathered Obed, and Obed fathered Jesse, and Jesse fathered David.